that you have to you. And I'm curious. I wonder if you happen to have any stories that might tell us a little bit about where this came from.
Yeah, I think I really do love learning, right? And I practiced that a lot in school. You know, I was a top student. It was a game I could win, and I wanted to win. And grant writing is somewhat like that too. It is a game, if you will, in that you have to scan the field, you have to know your competition, you have to know if you are going to be a Division I athlete in that moment. And if you're not a Division I athlete, then don't go after that particular grant resource, right? If there are many other competitors in the field who are going to win, you're spinning your wheels, but watch and still read and learn so that when your organization is ready, you are in. So I do that. And you're right. I am very proactive. I think ahead. Maybe it's because I'm a middle child. I was always scanning what was happening in my family. I got to dodge this. I got to facilitate that. I don't know if you're a middle child.
I'm the baby.
Oh, you're the baby.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah. And as a middle child, I was just navigating that environment, right? To stay out of trouble, advantage myself, but be thoughtful. And that's what I do here. And when you say the word proactive about me, I think I am, because I'm always thinking ahead. So what grant writers do, in addition to scanning the field and putting funding opportunities from either governmental sources, philanthropic organizations, in front of people to say, does this look like something we're interested in? I also am really, really dedicated to learning the latest iteration of our story. What is our student's story? And our student's story isn't just grounded in the moment, but in their potential. And their potential is linked directly to my organization's potential to serve them well. And that's what I want to do. And so I'm looking for that change. I'm looking for the data points. I'm looking for the other leaders in districts like ours, right, with high poverty students, to say, what are they doing? What are they tracking? What grants are they going after? Which people are they following? And that's how I've built my base of who I follow with emails or on social media. And then I'm thinking that through. Do we fit? Are we ready to fit?